und der unendlichen Vielfalt des konkret Abstrakten, des faktisch Geträumten, mittels...
Hello, this is Cleo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.
Hi, this is Michael Wilde inviting you to Mostly Singles. And if you like what you're hearing, you'll love this show. Rarefied music, premieres, and guests. It's different every time. And a podcast, too. Go to WGXC.org. Mostly Singles, every fourth Tuesday at 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Aidan O'Connor Jr. of East Durham, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
I paid some measure before he ain't come out and don't even wear the show. I ain't playing. I hit it and I gave her some rest and I pull on my pants. She know I ain't stand. Go on a store run and get rubber bands. I done got rich, I done put on my mask. Choppers in traffic, they just how I'm living. They say that I'm tripping, they won't understand. She take a trip, she come back with a tan. I take a trip, I come back with them bands. When I was dealing, it really was killing them. Had them compete, trying to see what I'm paying. She throw a hoodie on soon as we land. She don't like piss, I got too many fans. I'm running shit, I can do what I want, and it's really a limit, you do what you can. I found a groove and I put that shit up. Before I run out of cash, they gon' run out of land. I fell in love with these because her head was amazing. I swear, I don't need no one name. I'm about to take off, I gave them a chance. They gave me 10 M&Ms on advance. Thought I'd be trapping forever, but God came and blessed me. I guess he was part of the plan. How he on fire, but he cool as a fan. Can't get at you, we gon' get at your man. They can relate to me, cause I be popping it. Put in their face, let them see what I'm saying. I'm rocking shows like I play with a band. Free all the bros, no, I would if I can. If I don't mean it, I swear I ain't saying it. Before I was 21, swear I was savage, smash. Hold up, who got bad, what I need, roll up, deal story, can't keep up with me. I'm spending thousands like money is none to me. I never coming back, them people under me. Not the fans, yeah, the haters. Lot of bands on the table. They say I went commercial, ain't know it. They want me catching murder, ain't going back. Play myself on my position, who doing that?
We got effing with extensions, we throwing that. Got my full attention, she throwing that. Talking way too much, I ain't going back. Hoping cause these be holding right on the rim. Yeah, we know you don't own them right. Pockets full, push them down, they stop walking back. Turn a million right into I'm a quarterback. Spend a million like I'm trying to bring Kobe back. 24. I'm ready, I use the crap pot like it's Betty. They say the drop hot and it's ready. Might stretch it out, but it ain't fast. Say my dog's doing time. But I know he ain't gonna snitch, cause it's still some he didn't tell me. My dog stepped Sally. He told me the whole story over the Sally. Went up in my pressure, my pocket like Kelly. Starting to tell him, no, I cannot say who no telly. My head getting heavy. Hey, you know I still got my mans on my...
No, I can't do no amends. Said I'm taking trips, long flights, they scary. She said her birthday in March, okay, cool, so that means you a Aries. I told her, gotta go, she said, you serious? Diamond cold as December, my vibe Sagittarius.
Roller, who got bad, what I need, roller, a deer, a story, can't keep up with me. I'm spending thousands like money.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, DJ Popcorn. And welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Castle Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That was Commercial by Lil Baby featuring Lil Uzi Vert. We're here in front of our somewhat studio audience, preparing to bring you an hour of a wonderful show with some wonderful guests. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County computer-aided dispatch system is now able to communicate with similar systems outside the county. Greene County EMS Deputy Director Randy Omerod said the system went live in October 2019 and will be connected to Ulster County's system on July 14. The county is also looking into the possibility of connecting with Dutchess County within the year as well. He said, and I quote, "It's mind-blowing technology," end quote. Omerod said partnering with Dutchess will be particularly helpful because many calls from Catskill Falls meant for Greene County get inadvertently sent to Dutchess County. He said, and I quote, "We are the first ones in New York State to have two different systems talking to each other. If we have a call that comes to us that is meant for Ulster County, within seconds it will be sent to Ulster. It will be the first of its nature within the state," end quote. The Greene County system operates on the CAD system, funded by a state grant through the State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. In April 2019, Greene County received an Excellence Award from Tyler Technologies, the software company behind the system, for its innovative and heroic use of the system, using it to locate a lost hiker before the system went live. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Caitlin Cordero is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal. The Dutchess County Legislature voted July 9th to move forward with its jail bond authorization by defeating a resolution that called for lawmakers to cancel more than $132 million in previously authorized funding for a new facility. The measure was rejected on a vote of 4 in favor and 8 against. Many county legislators said they are tired of, and I quote, "kicking the can down the road," end quote, on the jail that is, and I quote, "failing," end quote, while others called on their constituents to find alternative solutions to the jail. Democrat Poughkeepsie Town Representative Rebecca Edwards said the defeated resolution is not the end of the road for the project. She said she hopes the discussions will continue, beginning with the board meeting scheduled for next week. Edwards said, and I quote, "Everyone is saying that we want to have new programs in the new jail. We want the new jail to be more supportive of people returning to our community with rehabilitative services, so we really need to have a serious conversation. What are those programs? Which ones work? What are we paying for? We hope to initiate that conversation," end quote. According to Deputy County Executive William O'Neill, the jail requires, and I quote, "millions," end quote, of dollars in repairs, and its inefficient design requires a staff of 249 people. The new jail would allow the county to eliminate between 90 and 100 positions, saving more than $4 million annually. Before the vote was taken, nearly 100 people assembled outside on Market Street in Poughkeepsie in front of the Dutchess County Administrative Building in protest of the construction of the new jail. And you can read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. The Rensselaer Board of Education, July 9th, adopted a proposed $27.19 million budget for the 2020-21 school year. In doing so, the board eliminated funding for the district's interscholastic sports program. Officials are promising a campaign for community donations to cover the $219,000 needed to keep students competing athletically. Cutting the sports budget was part of a package of cuts totaling $524,400 that combined with taking more than $280,000 from the district's cash reserves reduced the proposed tax levy increase from 19.5% to 9%. In June, Rensselaer District voters rejected the $27.71 million original spending proposal by an almost 2-to-1 margin. Superintendent Joseph Cardin said following the board budget decision, there is a community interest in raising funds to restore the sports program. That effort is being led by the Rensselaer Athletic Association and the Alumni Association. The district plans to tie the campaign into its educational theme of advocacy for the 2020-21 year. The amended budget proposal must be approved by a supermajority of 60% of all registered voters on July 28th. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 10th. Another sticky start today. 69 degrees this morning with a high of 85 happening at 2 p.m. Just before temperatures peak, rain and thunder move into the area. The system gets stronger through the afternoon and continues through the night. Lows in the mid-70s overnight before climbing back up to almost 90 degrees on Saturday with an even greater chance of storms. The pattern of humid, stormy days that reach the mid-80s continues through the beginning of next week. Empty out those dehumidifiers. The next high tides will be at 7:26 a.m. and at 8:08 p.m. The next low tides will be at 1:58 p.m. and tomorrow at 2:16 a.m. Water temperature will be 84 degrees today. Sunset will be at 8:12 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:28 a.m. Looking way up, we see a filament on the sun has ruptured, hurling a faint coronal mass ejection into space. NOAA analysts are modeling it to see if it may strike our magnetic field. Stay tuned. Solar wind speed is currently 329 kilometers per second at 2.5 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. There have been 4 days since the last sunspot, and this has been the better weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Mellow made it right. I got pain in my heart, I told you 100 times. I got pain in my heart, I told you 100 times. But it's money, 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 money on my mind. Put a beam on the glizzy, don't get caught between the lines. Last we got busy, don't got hit between the eyes. Put my problems in the back, wouldn't put it in the sky. Get your mans in his back, would put it in the sky. I was
Talk to all my brothers and they hate the other side. Hate the other side. Hate the other side.
Who do y'all think you see? I might act cool. I lost gang members, I can't act cool. I got gang scriptures in my tattoos. I was running from the police in my trap shoes. Posted trying to flip 100, I couldn't bat fool. Come from nothing, but I blossomed to a tycoon. Betrayal scars, can't stop thinking about them stab wounds. We might not catch him today, but he gon' die soon. I'm from Chicago, she said she like my accent. I'm from Chicago, a Glock's what we react with. Standing tall, make him tumble when that max bit. I'm a gangster, I just took off on some raps.
Got pain in my heart, I told you 100 times. But it's money, 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 money on my mind. Put a beam on the glizzy, don't get caught between the lines. Last we got busy, don't got hit between the eyes. Put my problems in the back, wouldn't put it in the sky. Hit your mans in his back, wouldn't put it in the sky. I was taught to love my brothers and they hate the other side. Hate the other side, yeah. Hate the other side.
Hate the other side, hate the other side. Don't
give a fuck about it, got too much money on my mind.
They was looking for me, I'm not out of fun.
Everybody that don't work, got nothing to lose, they gon' ride.
I saw my uncle in the grave, they bought chips in my eye.
But I ain't gon' lie, I done been through this too many times.
My heart's just tryna recover from pain.
All my life,
I really been to hell and back a couple hundred times.
Couple hundred times, read between the lines. I'm still trying to get by. I still got memories that lay deep inside.
Creeping up on my mind.
I got pain in my heart, I told you 100 times. But it's money, 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 money on my mind. Put a beam on the glizzy, don't get caught between the lines.
Last
we got busy, don't got hit between the eyes.
Put my problems in the back, wouldn't put it in the sky.
Hit your mans in his back, wouldn't put it in the sky.
I was taught to love my brothers and they hate the other side.
Hate the other side,
hate the other side.
So that was Hate the Other Side with Juice WRLD, Marshmello, Polo G, and the Kid Laroi. If you guys like this song, tell us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com and suggest some songs that you would like us to play. And just before we come back in, all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse Parents Organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. I'm DJ Popcorn.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Dave Vaughn. I'm kind of new to this, so y'all got to bear with me.
Right. I'm Nate, and I'm also kind of new to this, so yeah.
As you can see, we have some new people on here, and new people, new beginnings. So we're starting something. We're going to try this in the coming weeks. It's called the Sports Section. Here today with me, I've got Dave Vaughn. Got Nate, you know, two great sports minds. Dede, I know you play a lot of sports.
Yeah, bro.
Me, myself, I play sports. Nate, tell us about yourself.
I like to watch sports, like a little NFL and basketball. Yeah, I also like to play basketball and football, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, it takes a lot, but right now, it's the COVID era.
NBA starts this month, actually, late this month, July 30th, July 31st, either one of those days. So the NBA will be back in action, you know. And, and they made it more competitive, too,
yeah,
with the NBA, because what they're doing is, I believe the 8th, 9th, and 10th seed got to fight for their playoff spot.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy.
Which is the Grizzlies, featuring John Morant, Rookie of the Year. And you got Zion Williamson, who would have been Rookie of the Year, but he played only half the season. So, it's like, you know, and the Trailblazers. So, it's the Grizzlies, Pelicans, Trailblazers, and there's a couple other teams that's going to be fighting for that playoff spot. Of course, there's two different conferences, you know, East and West.
Yeah. So, the next thing I want to talk about with you guys is, well, but this is just an opinion type question. So this is a game that's going to happen on July 30th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Utah Jazz versus the New Orleans Pelicans. Obviously, the New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson and Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo, you know, and you also got Brandon Ingram in there.
Yeah. So those boys been doing their thing. They put up a pretty good fight against LeBron and AD. That was a really entertaining matchup before the before COVID-19 hit.
Yeah, it was. Oh yeah, it was. I think that's the game. I'm pretty sure Zion had like 25 and LeBron had like 40. Uh-huh. I think Zion had like 25.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, LeBron that's a pretty had like good. 40,
so that was a great game. Zion definitely gave him buckets.
He definitely
not LeBron personally, because LeBron was even guarding him.
Yeah, they just went back and forth. It was a really entertaining game. Both teams highly black chained in what they do. So
can you actually bring up the stats from that game, please?
Yeah,
I just want to see what Zion had. I'm pretty sure he had 25, and I think LeBron had 40, or LeBron had 35, something like that.
Yeah.
I know the Lakers won, though, and that was a great game. It was an all-star game, to be honest with you.
It was 122 to 114. It was a very good game.
Yeah.
Definitely.
They lost by 8 points.
Yeah. How
many points from Zion had that night?
So.
They're in different conferences, so they only play twice a year.
So that game, Anthony Davis had. Oh, wait, this is a different game. They played a couple different games, that's why.
Yeah, they played two. Yeah. Twice this year. I think this is the game right here. They even get to play each other the second time?
This was the stats, I think, right here. So Zion, he had 35.
Ooh, Zion had 35. Oh, my Lord. That boy's a problem.
LeBron.
I think LeBron had like 50 or 40 then.
34? Mm-hmm.
34.
Oh.
35.
Ooh. And then
I was a little mixed up.
Yeah.
Oh my. It's wild.
So they played four games against each other. Okay.
This year?
So, yeah.
How? They're in different. So, oh no, wait.
34.
Oh no.
35.
New Orleans is in the West, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought they was in the East. Okay, well, read off their comparisons, their stats.
Right.
From points to rebounds.
I'll start from game one. And 41 points for Anthony Davis, and Jrue Holiday had 29 points.
Okay.
What did
LeBron had 29.
I had 29.
And let's see who played. Zion. Williamson had 35 points. LeBron must have been passing or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does lead the league in assist. Yeah. You know, after I told everybody, LeBron can play off five. If you put him in point guard position, he's going to lead the league in assist. And 2 years later, what happens? He signs to the Lakers, and they put him as point guard, and he's leading the league in assist.
And so. So this,
like I've been saying, and we won in this year, like I've been saying.
And so it would be this game. Anthony Davis drops 46 points against the Pelicans, 23 points for Lonzo Ball, obviously the two game leaders. And I'll check everybody else's stats. So the Lakers, LeBron, he drops his 17 points to Anthony Davis's 46.
Excellent help from Anthony Davis, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Excellent. You got a lot of, a little couple role players.
And the Pelicans. Let's see. Did Zion not play? I don't think Zion played that game. Yeah, it doesn't say that Zion played that game.
Yeah. I think it probably was a good game. So,
Brandon Ingram dropped 22, though.
Okay.
J.J. Redick, I think, dropped 23. No, Lonzo dropped 23. And Derek Favors drops 15. Jrue Holiday drops 12. And J.J. Redick drops 14. So pretty good overall.
Okay. Do me a favor, Phil.
Yeah.
Trying to look up John Morant's stats for this, just for this year, like what he averaged.
Definitely.
That boy is different. Zion's a different breed, too. But I'm pretty sure they're going to give it to John Morant because he played those seasons. But then again, if the Pelicans somehow knock the Grizzlies out the playoff spot, they might give it to Zion.
Yeah.
Because he's been wilding too. But his first game back, he went 4-for-4 from three. He didn't really shoot too much after that, but it's all right, you know. That's greatness.
So, for the 2019-2020 stats for Ja Morant, he dropped 17.6 points a game, 3.4 rebounds. Well, 3.5 rebounds. Assists, 6.9, 7, you know. And 18 and 9 per.
Oh, that's their PER. That's their PER, yeah. Efficiency, pretty much. All right.
They did pretty good. I mean, he has a pretty good team on his hands. I mean,
yeah.
He's got help. I'm not saying he's helpless, but he's got help.
Look now, so Ja Morant averaged what? 17. So he averaged 17, 3 boards. How many assists did he average? 6, right?
He averages...
Oh, 7? Well,
7. Yeah,
6.9, 7. So, all right. So, since it's 3.5 rebounds, we're going to say 4. So, he averages 17 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists as a rookie. Oh, my God. Can you... do you have enough time?
Yeah.
You can do it. All right, you could.
I have to read off this quick, you know? So... this is upcoming news. This is new news that we just got about 4 or 5 hours ago, maybe, about the Washington Wizards players. So, though the percentage may be low for young, well-conditioned NBA athletes, coronavirus remains a real threat to the NBA players and the Washington Wizards. We're served a reminder that this week reported positive tests for Thomas Bryant and Gary Payton. Forward Troy Brown Jr., who was close with Bryant, said he has talked with his friend and teammate since he came down with COVID-19. He believes Bryant will be able to join the team in Orlando before it's too long. He says, I talked to him a little bit, it's just more so day by day. Brown said, I don't think it was anything other than just him doing normal stuff when he contracted. Guard Jerome Robinson is with the Wizards at Disney World, says the decision to play was not a simple one. And then, so this one is more opinionated, and I just wanted to get you guys on this one. So we all know a lot of people call JR the Henny God.
And it's so,
yeah, it's just, and he does, and we recently found out that JR does not even drink Henny.
Yeah, he doesn't even drink Henny. So maybe when he just, I don't know.
I
think he just ran into like a panic, you know? What, last year?
Yeah.
I said last year. 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's also just the memes on top of it. So, I just gotta.
Hey, speaking of that, he beat a dude up not too long ago.
Yeah. Before smashing his window,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think the fan deserved that, though?
Yeah. Listen, you know, he obviously did because he didn't press the charges.
Yeah.
He knew what he did was wrong. He would have probably lost the case anyway. JR was the lawyers of faith.
Yeah.
Money talks.
So yeah. Also, the Los Angeles Lakers arrived the NBA bubble in Orlando on Thursday night. But the newest member of the team, Jarrett Smith, is already having some issues. After going on a number of epic rants during his first night in the bubble, Instagram Live on Friday morning and started to reveal some information. For some reason, over the year, the veteran has been known as the Henny God because of his apparent love of Hennessy, as we talked about earlier. However, Smith revealed on Friday that he doesn't drink Hennessy. He says that Christopher Columbus founded America. No, he didn't. I drink Hennessy. No, I don't. This is the first time that Smith is going to battle with people who claim he loves Hennessy. Earlier this year, he told Bleacher Report that he hates the drink. He said, I don't even drink Henny, bro. I don't. He said, it's not my stuff, bro. I actually hate it. I don't like the way it tastes. I hate that stuff for real. Smith believes that a misinterpreted picture might be the reason for the confusion. The funny thing is that the picture that everybody talks about with him drinking Hennessy fed up with hearing the Hennessy jokes. Unfortunately for him, the internet doesn't really care about his feelings, so he's going to be hearing these jokes for a very long time.
Hey, at least he might win another ring.
At least he could get another ring.
Maybe one. Who knows?
You know, it was a good move, especially for JR, not having played in 2 years, to be placed with such a team. Yeah. Because with
especially those, with his old teammate.
You know, that was just LeBron looking out mm-hmm. for him. Nobody else wanted yeah. on that team but LeBron. Mm-hmm.
The man hasn't played in 2 years, so you never know how he's going to perform. Mm-hmm. You know, he might be slacking behind, or he could just pick up the pace and follow right behind LeBron and AD and just start going from where he used to be.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know, it's all about perspective on how you look at things. Like, if he really trains hard, he can, you know, he can get better at what he's doing.
But as an NBA player, he's just, I don't know. Like, I watched that game live. Like, that hurt.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It could have changed everything. You'll never know.
Yeah.
We were supposed to win that game.
Yeah.
Should have passed.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, it's been really fun. Sports section talk with you guys, you know, talking about JR and the Lakers and how the Washington Wizards have some players who have contracted the virus. Hopefully they get better. Well wishes to them and their families, and hope that they stay safe. And we are going to go on to play us a quick song, and then we will get on to the local news and weather. See you guys in a minute.
Yeah.
WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. This weekend, the weather may not cooperate, but there are several protests planned, including in Cairo, Kinderhook, Gloversville, Monticello, and North Adams in Massachusetts.
Organizers of the Black Lives Matter protest in Kinderhook from 2 to 6 p.m. July 11th are making worried comments online that too many people may show up. Even more may turn out after the assault that involved local police at the home of Adam Rosenstrach, who organized a pro-police rally in Kinderhook last month. Organizers at this Kinderhook event are asking attendees, and I quote, please wear all black to show unity for the BLM movement, end quote. There is also a Black Lives Matter demonstration march at 3 p.m. July 12th at Angelo Cana Park in Cairo with speakers, voter registration, and live music. One of the organizers, Donald Jackson, previewed the event on WGXC.
So basically we're just going to be meeting at the park at 3 o'clock on the 12th, and we'll spend that first 30 to 45 minutes, you know, just sharing experiences with one another, having some live performance of music, you know, just something to kind of come together and embrace, you know, the community as something that is accepting of black lives and, you know, in support of all of the, you know, major movements that are happening around the country and around the world. And then it'll end with us walking down Main Street and then coming back to the park to just kind of show the community our solidarity.
Meanwhile, in Catskill, so far, 3,683 people have signed a petition to paint the phrase Black Lives Matter on Main Street in Catskill. Village officials voted against the mural last week. On July 22nd, the village trustees will hear a proposal for an All Lives Matter mural there. Nora Mashinek is reporting for Columbia Green Media that as rumors continued to circulate countywide about the alleged brutal assault that took place at a private residence in Kinderhook over the holiday weekend, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office announced that Deputy Kelly Briscoe Rosenstrach, the wife of Alex Rosenstrach, has been placed on administrative leave effective July 9th. The former school resource officer is married to the property owner, Alex Rosenstrach, the owner-operator of Club Life Health and Fitness Club in Kinderhook. According to a press release from the sheriff's office, and I quote, at this point in the investigation, it has been determined that no other deputy sheriffs were at this residence at the time of the incident, end quote. The statement directly contradicts social media reports that multiple law enforcement officers were present at the party held the night of July 4th and into the early morning hours of July 5th. A call came into the Columbia County Dispatch shortly after 1 a.m. That prompted emergency personnel to respond to 3193 County Route 21 in Kinderhook, where 31-year-old mechanic Harold Handy had allegedly been assaulted. Handy was then transported to Albany Medical Center for treatment. The investigation into the alleged assault is headed up by the Sheriff's Office with the assistance of the State Police Special Investigative Unit, despite the potential conflict of interest. The Sheriff's Office defended its investigation of a case that may involve one of its employees. The department spokesman said, and I quote, we investigate every incident with the same integrity and skill, end quote. The state police declined to comment on the investigation. Rosenstrach organized a pro-police rally in Kinderhook last month. Campaign records show that Rosenstrach's Club Life Health and Fitness business donated $1,500 to Columbia County Sheriff Dave Bartlett's campaign in 2019. The business also donated $1,400 to Bartlett in 2018 and $1,000 in 2016 and $772.70 in 2015. Bartlett claimed the donations will not affect his investigation. He told WNYT, and I quote, I don't control who gives money to my campaign. If somebody wants to give money to my campaign, they donate, and that's that. That does not make a difference if someone gives money to a campaign, whether or not there's criminal charges filed against them. That's the most corrupt thing I could ever hear, and that's not me, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. New York's highest court has declined to hear an appeal of a lower court's unanimous decision to reinstate criminal charges against former Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Ablove. That means Ablove will likely go on trial this fall over his handling of a police shooting in April 2016. The appellate division decided that State Supreme Court Justice Jonathan D. Nichols of Columbia County wrongly ruled in 2018 the AG office lacked the authority to prosecute Ablove for perjury and I quote, erred in granting defendants' motion to dismiss the indictment, end quote. The AG's office then appealed Nichols' decision to the appellate division. In its decision, the court reinstated Ablove's indictment for a single count of first-degree perjury, a felony that carries up to 7 years in prison and two counts of official misconduct, a misdemeanor. The criminal charges against Ablove came out of an April 2016 incident in which Troy Police Sergeant Randall French fatally shot Thevenin during a DWI stop. French died in April after contracting COVID-19. Ablove, a Republican, failed to get reelected in 2018, losing to Democrat Mary Pat Donnelly. Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Amazon Logistics has announced it will open a new delivery station in New Windsor. The delivery station on Hudson Valley Avenue will help speed up deliveries for customers in Orange County. The site is expected to open this fall. Amazon is currently at work on a 1 million square foot distribution center in New Windsor. Company officials said the delivery station will create hundreds of full-time and part-time jobs, paying a minimum of $15 per hour and offering a variety of benefit packages from day one. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. The Daily Freeman reports that Tropical Storm Fay is predicted to dump heavy rains on the Hudson Valley on the evening of July 10th and on July 11th. Because of the sixth named storm of the summer heading this way, a flash flood watch has been issued for every county south of Albany and Rensselaer counties through July 11th. So far, the prediction is for 3 to 5 inches of rain locally. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3, ain't no more freeless feet. I gave him chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead, but still tell you to freeze. Love, I seen what I seen. I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even. Throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk, then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment. How the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames. So every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart. I ain't really in the face. Though the way that we living is not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you try. Overprotective, go crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign. Seem like the blind following the blind.
Your boy Walter White back in the building.
It's Nate.
Day in the building, man. Hi, how you doing?
So, how's everybody's quarantine been?
Man, it's been crazy, man. 4 months. But things are getting better. Now in phase four. Mall opened up today.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Tuesday, they. It's really Tuesday.
They opened up today, though.
Yeah.
I seen the videos and all that, but I ain't going. I'm going to give it another month.
A month? I
want to see what happened first.
So, who's been on your rap radar?
Rap radar. So, when you say rap radar, like who's just been upcoming, or is just who's... Lil Baby, you know, he hasn't missed this quarantine.
Quarantine.
You know who else? Polo G.
Yeah,
that boy different.
Yeah,
that boy different. You tuned into his album and his last album. Yeah, you should know that boy different.
Yeah.
He's 20. 21 and he's like talking like real,
real stuff.
Man, yo. One of the songs I really like from that album is Flex featuring Juice WRLD.
That's a piece of Juice.
R.I.P.
I want to give it up to Lil Baby because, yo, I never even thought of, like, he the first person to ever, like, make a trap positive song, but it's still, like, trappy.
Yeah.
And a big statement, you know what I'm saying? And boy doing his thing, I'm going to give it to him, man. He's been hot for the rap radar.
Yeah. I think him, Polo G, is definitely on my rap radar. They dropped the best albums this year, in my opinion. Well, the numbers will tell you that too.
A lot of new boys out here. They came out no matter what. Like a lot of new artists been showing out. You know, like we got stuff that we've been waiting for. Me, I waited for a turn of tape.
Oh, you know who else was on my radar, and I didn't really bump him. He's nice. He just dropped the album too. He's like a freestyler, like a little battle the rapper, but now he's really starting to make like music, bro.
Quality.
Okay. It's crazy.
Word. Here's a simple.
And Nate, for you, who's been on yours?
Polo G, for real. So yeah, he's been doing great, on his grind.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of young artists grinding right now, me included.
I respect it.
Look at that plug.
I like
myself.
How you threw that in there and plugged yourself in.
What would your name be if you was to?
Oh, my rap name?
Yeah, if you was to have a
label. My rap name is Lil Foam Posit, basically.
Lil Foam. like Lil Foam. Let me call you Lil Foam.
You know?
Lil Foam. I really like Lil Foam Posit. I like Foam or Lil Foam. Lil Foam.
I can use one of the two.
Lil Foam. I like it.
There's already a Lil Foam, actually, which is kind of crazy.
Really?
For real? I was searching myself up on YouTube the other day, and there's another Lil Foam. And that's not the reason I'm doing the posit. I only have the posit because of the sneaker.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. When I first moved up from the city, I had all types of posits.
You might have some copyright infringement problems with that name.
Yeah.
Also, might
that's why I threw in the posit, too.
Lil Foam.
The posit is still there.
You got to throw the Lil on there, definitely.
The Lil has to be there.
Even Big Phone. We can call you Big Phone. Big Phone.
Big Phone Posit.
Got to think Big Phone.
Smaller Phone Posit instead of Lil.
Lil Phone and Big Phone.
Yeah, I'm just bigger phone. You know? Just bigger phone. You know? So, this little segment has been fun with you guys, you know what I'm saying? Talking about these rappers. You know? I've been looking at a lot myself. For me, last night I binged Juice WRLD's entire album. It was 22 things on there, and it late at night too. It was
definitely
worth it.
I didn't get a chance to
though.
Soak that up yet, but I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, definitely. No, I would. It's worth sitting through. Just there was some I was kind of iffy about some of the songs, but I liked the majority of the songs because some of them were leaks, and I understand that his team had to put things together that you know
if he was alive, I don't think he would have let it be 22 songs.
No,
that's
it'd have probably been 15 or 16, maybe.
Yeah, that's way
tops,
too much.
Probably
tops
13,
maybe
14.
12.
Yeah, because you got it like nowadays, like nobody's making these 20. Like Polo did, but you know some of the songs he did was already came out already.
Yeah,
like two or three that was on there already came out. So you know.
And then like for me, like a lot of rappers when they drop deluxes, it seems to be like it makes like the album like feel 10 times better.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, like when I have to go back and listen to the album and I'm listening to like certain tracks from the album and I can listen to the deluxe at the same time, and if the deluxe is good with the album, then you know you did something there.
Speaking of a deluxe, Lil Baby had a great deluxe.
Yeah.
G Herbo did too. G Herbo definitely did too. He had a couple bangers on that deluxe. One more person with a rap radar though. He's actually local. His name is Big Gucci Leak. He's nice.
I might have to look into that.
Yeah, I fuck with his music. He's like
definitely.
He's like, what was he like? 18, 19. Feel me?
Yeah.
Young dude. He y'all know Fatboy SSC, right?
Yeah.
Like he just linked up and made a song with him. So he said that's gonna drop on his next mixtape, you know. he had a song with Fat Boy. So, you know, if you local or young, if you young and from like a Troy area, Water Lee, or you would for me like you know about Gucci Lee. Yeah, so
look him up, people.
Definitely.
Big so, Gucci Leak.
Thank y'all
YouTube,
for sitting in.
Apple Music, SoundCloud.
That's it for this segment right here, man.
For this segment right here, guys. You know what I'm saying? We gotta slide on to that next segment. And we're going to be talking a little bit about BLM with some new peeps.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
CML. Yes.
And make sure to stay safe. We'll see you when we come back. So, it's me again, DJ Popcorn, here to bring you guys a little bit more before we have to close out. Just a few minutes to talk about the Black Lives Matter movement. It's important that you guys know that Black Lives Matter. This is from DJ Popcorn.
Walter White in the building.
DJ WIC.
DJ Kyron.
And we all need you guys to support us with this movement and just know the importance of why Black Lives Matter, okay? Just, you know.
And what we mean when we say Black Lives Matter. We know all lives matter, but all lives aren't in danger. Mm-hmm. You know?
So, Devin, DJ Dev, you gave us a piece for me to play, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm a young black man doing all that I can to stay. When I look around and I see what's being done to my kind, every day I'm being hunted as prey. My people don't want no trouble. We've had enough struggle. I just wanna live. God protect me. I just wanna live. I just wanna live.
So, that was very powerful. Care to speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, he made that song inspired by the death of George Floyd.
Who was that? Who was it?
I don't know his name, but
Kedron
Bryant.
Yes, Keegan Bryant.
Yeah, he wrote that song and sung it in support of George Floyd's death. I just want to like speak about the protests happening right now. The recent Black Lives Matter protests took place one day after black man George Floyd was wrongly murdered by white police officer Derek Chauvin, who put his full weight onto George Floyd's neck with his knee for almost 8 minutes. While George Floyd was handcuffed, pinned onto the ground by two other officers, Thomas Lane and J. Alexander Kwong, face down, begging for his life, repeatedly saying, "I can't breathe." Officer Tao Fowl was stopping civilians from helping George Floyd. You know, and like, as you can see, there should have been like no reason for that to happen, and plus he was innocent. This was all over a store owner thinking George Floyd used a counterfeit $20 bill, which later turned out to be a real $20 bill. And I also believe, along with many others, that if George Floyd was a white man, he would still be alive today. Well, like, all four officers involved were fired. Chauvin faced the most serious charges, which was second-degree murder. The others were charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder and manslaughter. And I also believe, along with many others, that these actions would not have been placed against the officers if it were not for the protesters and the protests happening in all 50 states and around the world.
And for it being on camera.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Body cams.
Part of it. Yes. Yeah. Even with the video, they were still hesitant to take actions against the officers. But yeah, the protest really helped the action take place.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying these protests are riots. Every single one of them, they started off as riots. They actually weren't. They all started off peaceful until outside forces influenced the riots, which I will not go into today.
And the media doesn't cover the majority of the peaceful protests. They only were covering the riots. You see, after the riots were done and over with, they didn't even cover any protests anymore. Mm-hmm. They didn't even cover it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Which is a crazy thing about it. And
yeah, no, I definitely see what you guys are saying. So,
mm-hmm. To support the movement, many cities have approved Black Lives Matter to be painted onto the streets. And according to Hudson Valley 360, the Hudson Catskill Coalition requested the mural to be put in Hudson and in Catskill. It was approved in Hudson, but denied in the Catskill. And it seems, according to the website, the hugest or the biggest reason for that is the worry of the businesses being closed for about 2 days.
Yeah.
So, to me, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, definitely some reasons that shouldn't be up there. I mean, it definitely could have been done. It's just they don't want it to be done.
Me personally, painting the street is. I just want these officers to be charged. This got to stop. I don't care about nothing being painted on the street. Yeah. I'm not taking away from the people who do, but that's not one of my biggest concerns. My biggest concerns is these people being prosecuted and prosecuted for what they've done.
Yeah,
and sent to prison. This has to stop. These cops are abusing their authority, and it's just going on too far. Mm-hmm. After George Floyd died, there was 120 people that were killed by police, mm-hmm. and that the media didn't even cover that.
Yep. No,
they covered about eight tops. Yeah. So,
I think, I agree with you, and also, what I heard in our conversations with some young people today. Is the message, it's just paint on the street, but the message from the our leaders, right? What's the message to the community when they're saying, no, we don't want to close businesses for 2 days. We have a banner instead. It's more beautiful. Or we could paint a different street. Why all of those excuses? It doesn't put a lot of trust in our leadership to support our community. Right? I think that's the piece that sticks out there.
Yeah.
It's almost like they don't have our back. Right. You know?
They're very hesitant to do that small thing. So, what does that say when
like when we need them in the future for something
very very major. And this is major.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, I agree with Kai too also, but you know.
Yeah, no, and I definitely agree with you. And yeah. Also, what was the other thing that one of our other young people had said today? Is that they saw hope.
Yeah. Right?
They saw hope in the march in Catskill recently. Uh-huh. And yeah. All those people came out. And, you know, just weeks later, this is being denied. So it's kind of like a squash on
yeah.
that hope.
Yeah. It's like right? a slap in the face almost.
Yeah, and that's... Uh-huh. You know, but, you know, we're still going to move forward. We're still going to do what we got to do. Yeah, but, definitely. You know,
yeah.
that's...
Prosecute these off